factors to address. Achieving higher levels of relationships requires addressing trust, leadership, power, risk, and information sharing and visibility. Trust. Trust is an essential element for any of the higher forms of relationships, since sensitive information needs to be shared and partners rely on each other to perform their roles flawlessly. In addition to reliability being a necessary element in developing trust over time, the organization's character is a factor. Character is made up of culture, governance, ethics, and leadership. Good character is present when each party has the other's best interests in mind, including safeguarding of proprietary and confidential information. Character-based trust is especially important in leader/follower relationships because there is higher potential for abuse of power. Frank disclosure of needed information and explaining one's actions, especially actions that could be seen as controversial, build trust. Contracts that require sharing of sensitive information should include non-disclosure agreements in the terms and conditions. Leadership. The channel master or leader of a supply chain has an opportunity to exercise leadership in many ways. More effective methods include sharing of expertise and providing rewards for excellence. Power. Relationships may be ones of mutual dependence and equality, but frequently one party will be larger or will have greater brand equity or purchasing power. Retailers and online merchants often have more power because of market consolidation, because they have direct information about end customers through credit cards and affinity programs, because point-of-sale data are used to pull manufacturing orders, or because they have increasing market share. On the other hand, some manufacturers have specialized in market niche categories and have many marketing and sales channels from which to offer their goods. Regardless of who is in power, using that power to force price concessions while demanding greater quality can work for a time, but if the partner is squeezed too much, there's a risk of insolvency. It is better to share risks and rewards fairly. Risk. Risk in relationships might be shared by policy, but they will always be disproportionately allocated. Those partners whose role is more central will take on more risk, since the partnership relates to their main line of business. This can be seen as a good thing, since organizations that have more to lose will be more motivated to ensure success. Those parties with higher risk should have proportionately more responsibility and power. Highly specialized partners or partners with a wide array of products will bear less risk because they often have multiple partnerships in different supply chains. Similarly, organizations with a smaller line of products will be more bound to one or just a few supply chains and will therefore have higher risk. Risk and reward sharing contracts can ensure that all parties get a fair portion of any financial losses or gains. Information sharing and visibility. Information sharing is vital because when sales forecasts or actual demand data and customer profiles are shared, supply will match demand better, meaning that inventory levels and total costs can be lower. Other logistics information needed to build relationships includes inventory levels, product customization requests, warehouse releases, advanced shipment notifications, and shipping status. Visibility of information is critical to organizational success, both internal to the organization and with supply chain partners. Policies that require and promote internal communication can prevent the problems that occur when, for example, marketing and sales plan for significant growth and perhaps work with manufacturing to increase that capacity but disregard logistics entirely, meaning that there is nowhere to store the increased inventory and there is insufficient infrastructure and staffing to handle the higher throughput. This leads to the use of short-term or spot contracts with carriers and warehouse space providers at a much higher cost than if the information had been communicated to logistics in the first place. Rather than the increased profits being consumed by increased logistics costs, logistics can instead be proactive, adding value and finding ways to increase economies of scale and lower the overall cost per unit while making the expansion. Similarly, visibility needs to be developed with external partners, though joint information technology projects and contractual agreements to meet formally and informally to discuss long-term strategy or develop it jointly so that other parties' logistics capabilities will be prepared to fulfill their part of the supply chain strategy.